Good day, everyone. This is Jan Makla, and this is Be the Manager that People Won't Leave. Some of you have been in my seminars I've done around the country here in the United States, where I've talked about work-life balance and having employees want to stay with you and not go elsewhere, because the data is crystal clear that when you lose an employee, it takes on average one and a half times your salary when you're looking for a replacement. It takes a lot of time and effort to find quality employees. And one of the reasons that people have gone to I used to talk about the four-day work week as being a way of retaining employees. And a recent study was done that documents that I've been right all along. I advocated for them years ago, saying you could go to when people come back to work, especially post-pandemic, you've seen it in all the literature and what you've seen in it, that people want to work differently. Remote workers being the classic example. Some people have mentally checked out of work and those kinds of events. But you will, when they have the 4-day work week, the work day changes to 12-hour days. And revenue in the studies all show this, that remains the same or goes up slightly. People leaving the organization go down significantly. And most of the companies in the study that was done in England and recently published, it was 61 companies, 91% of the companies said they were not going to go back to the traditional 5-day work week. Employee interviews, you look at the employee interviews when they were done in the study, they said they liked it. They felt they had work-life balance or more work-life balance, and they certainly didn't want it to go. And some people said if they would not leave their current employer to take a job elsewhere that didn't have the 4-day work week. And you see it with independent contractors and as well, who talk about when they put in contracts for working, they put in a proviso for 4-day work weeks. So summing it all up, when you can take it back to your organization and say to your boss, then here's what the studies show about 4-day work weeks. Employees love it. Production, it's 12-hour days, 4 days for 4 days a week, and productivity stays the same or goes up. It doesn't decline, which most employers think will happen. And the reason for that is that when people are on a 12-hour day, they stay connected more on for 4 more hours. They're not starting their day and stopping their day. And those little events, if you ever watch, like when people come into work and they clock in and they chit-chat for a while and they get their cup of coffee or whatever else is going on, those things disappear. And I was in Boston and I had an owner of a construction company who told a story of him going to a 4-day work week in construction. And he said, I was afraid to do it, but I said, I'd give it a try. And he said, the employees love it and I love it too. And he said, the reason is for him is the employees are not having to drag equipment out, from a storage bin on that extra day. So the 12-hour day actually benefits from productivity for himself. And he said he's the only company in the Boston area, construction company in the Boston area, that offers the 4-day work week. And he has employees who won't leave to go to another job. So something for you to consider, take back to your organization and say, let's change to the 4-day work week. Many of you will have a manager say, oh, we can't do that here, or, well, we've always done it this way with a 5-day work week. And when I hear that phrase, we've always done it this way, it makes me shudder, because those are the kinds of things that say mediocrity is accepted in your organization. And so think about it and take it to a level where you can attract and retain good employees and also make sure that your productivity stays the same. So something for you to consider. If you have any questions or want more information, contact me at jlmakela@gmail.com. And I'll try to answer any questions that you have personally and get back to you very shortly after I receive the email. So thank you for listening. please support the podcast with your donations, and we'll give you a new episode in the next few days.